Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
You guys, I have something that I have been meaning to talk to you guys about, and I keep putting on my...
This is quick and makes me nervous. Go.
Every time.
What?
Kat and I are always like, I watch our positions change, our body language.
No, but it's something that's really bothered me.
Great. Again. Shift again.
Can we start with, does it have to do with us?
Yikes.
Oh. No, okay. I did the dramatic pause just to...
I want to go home now. No. Okay, cool. Then go.
Okay, so...
Okay, great. It's about somebody else.
Okay. Shoot. So, okay. I have to remember exactly what it was. All right, y'all know that I like... When I'm on a plane, I like to meet the person next to me, right?
That's how you met Sarah.
That's how I met Sarah Gretzky, who's still a very dear friend. She's funny. I texted her the other day and I said, hey girl, when you come in to visit, she's like, how did you have two kids?
I was like, trust.
The old baby drowning. It's the worst. It's like you're drowning in babies and you can't.
1 to 2 is the hardest.
Hard.
It is by
so
far
hard.
The hardest.
Especially if,
1 to 2. Mm,
especially if there's two. That's really all those. Yes. Yeah.
I keep telling her she needs to come on because she's just like, oh, it's just, I can't.
Certain personality types too. I love to watch get two kids.
She's drowning.
I love watching it
just because I'm like, I don't think, because I had both kids when and she was still like not engaged yet. It's hilarious to now watch because I'm like, oh, you're doing so good, friend.
Yeah.
You needed this. Bless. I love you.
Okay. So you're a meeter.
But anyways,
but that's so your Midwestern.
I love meeting people on planes. I love talking to people and maybe it kind of helps the anxiety a little bit. So Alan and I were flying back from I don't remember. We didn't have the kids. It was just us. I was pregnant. I'm just making sure I'm all the points, right? Okay. So we're on the plane. Where are we coming from? God, I hate that. But we were rushing to get to the plane. And I see this really pretty girl at the gate. And I'm thinking, she kind of looked like a publicist maybe. And we're flying back from somewhere. It was like on East Coast somewhere. We were flying back to Nashville. Well, she ends up being my window seat. So I'm in the middle. Alan's in the aisle. And I was just like, you're just so pretty. Sorry if like I was staring at you earlier. I just think you're really pretty. She's like, oh my God, I was staring at you too. Like, do I know you? And I was like, I don't know. Do we know each other? Cause you never know people like work people.
Yeah.
Long story short, she's like realized that she noticed me from One Tree Hill or whatever, but we started talking and we like she just got recently divorced. She was going to Nashville to like, have this really fun, just like time away. Here's my thing. We got so deep in the 2-hour flight that we had or whatever, that I mean, like we have such similar paths that it was like scary. I mean, we were both like teary-eyed. Alan's looking over like, well, these weirdos. I'm like, she's my new best friend. You know what I mean? I'm like wanting to like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you'll love Pamela. And like, we were all just like talking like the girls. And then I was like, DM me so we can stay in touch. Cause like, she's no joke. Like someone I was like, she's going to be a Sarah, you know, like a friend.
And so when we got off the plane, she was like, I DM'd you. I was like, oh yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go look.
Oh no.
So I go to my DMs. I can't find her DM. Okay. And I went back. I'm like, there's literally no DM. She said she DM'd me, whatever. And to this day, I don't remember her name. And I keep thinking she probably thinks I'm a freaking bitch.
Oh no.
Because I didn't respond to her.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I genuinely wanted to be friends with her. Like I genuinely was like DM because I wanted to talk to her and I wanted to be like, how was Nashville? I'm like, let's grab a, you know, when I'm not pregnant anymore, let's grab a drink, you know? And now I'm like, is she walking around being like, she sucks.
Well, it would be unread. DM.
Does it show that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, isn't there, so there's missed connections is like a thing. Do you remember that?
No, what is that?
Missed connections was this like, I think it was for like dating, but it was like you met at an airport or you met at an airport bar. And then later you're like, shit, I wish I would have like gotten their number. And there was like a site maybe for this where you could go say like,
well, I'm not trying to date her.
Well, I know, but maybe
I just feel bad. But maybe she genuinely was like,
that's what I'm saying. So like maybe we need like a misconnection moment on Instagram where you're like, okay, hey girl,
maybe she listens.
If she doesn't follow you anymore.
If you listen, she does not remember your name. Email me at the email on Instagram because she didn't get your DM.
I just feel bad because I don't want anyone to think that any connection was a, and it's bothered me since that moment. And that was before when I was pregnant with Jace. I mean, Roman. Oh. So I'm like, I did not know Alan when Jace. Okay. I'm going to make that very clear before.
Oh boy. Here's the old clickbait.
So, I don't ever like someone thinking like, oh, that was fake or something. Or,
sure.
Because I was like, that was a real moment. In connection that I had with this person, I don't want her to think that I was. And now I'm just like, I don't know her name. I don't.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I hope she listens.
So it really bothered me because I'm like,
can you do an Instagram story? I think that's more effective.
Maybe.
We need to do one today.
Then everyone's going to be like, it was me.
Well, you'll know. Like,
yeah.
You'll know. Who are you?
You will. Yeah, I will. I know exactly what she looks like.
Okay.
So she was so sweet. 40s, like single mom. Like I loved her.
Yeah. I think we're going to go get her.
Do you know that feeling though, when you don't want someone to walk away going, well, I guess, because when you share something, you share meaningful conversations, like you don't want, but then here's the thing. What if she really didn't DM me? Maybe it was fake on her side. And then
she really didn't want to be your friend. She said she DM'd you, but she didn't like you the whole time.
I know.
You need to write
the flip side
like
that
this.
I just thought of.
No, we really need to solve this.
She was like, I totally DM'd you. Totally DM'd you. Nice to meet you.
You'll be best friends, I promise.
That. Wow. Did
she
talk
too much?
She was like,
plane.
Thank God that wasn't LA nonstop.
She cried. I cried.
Did she cry?
Okay. If she,
it was a glistening tear for both of us.
Okay. I think it's fine.
Glistening tear.
Oh, Kramer. And then that's I was so like, funny. You'll find love. This is my like, I was like, I promise it's out there.
Meanwhile, like, Alan's like, can I have another snack bag? I'm exhausted.
I really need to know how this ends up now, which one it is.
Speaking of follow-up, I'd like to move on to the next subject.
Oh, which is?
I am getting a massive amount of DMs about your ex on your skin.
Oh, the ex.
Oh, I was like, my ex? I was like, which one?
No, not that ex.
I was like, which one?
I should have paused dramatically. Damn it. I've got a lot to learn from you, Kramer, about your ex.
I respect my fiance and we don't talk about exes.
Great statement.
Brought to you by.
Brought to you by.
Wind down. The good fight. I need inquiring minds really need to know because what you've done is you've set the world on fire. People have been in their desks and in their cars doing X's on their arms.
Serious?
They're like, so really, hey, Kristen, you might be my best shot at knowing what's going on with Jana and the X.
So,
the skin.
So I got my blood work back. I went to your holistic doctor named Nate.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he regrets now meeting me because I texted him at 11 o'clock at night because I thought I was going to have to go to the ER because he's been making me do these peptide injections in my ass and the copper was stinging so bad. I mean, this is like an hour and I'm like, I'm in
it does
legit
get better.
Pain. Like it was an hour plus. So I texted him. I was like, hey, Nate, I am so sorry it's so late, but I also know he doesn't have kids. So I was like, you know, he can't, you know, he's probably like.
Well, and he texts anyway.
Yeah.
Like to, you know, set up and stuff.
Yeah. The ex, well, just so we're clear, is still there. See?
And just so we're clear,
there.
My husband's also a patient and there's a certain artist-like personality that is a little copy-paste. So he knows what he's into.
Okay. Well, I was like, do I need to go to the emergency room? Because I'm looking on Google right now and I might have hit my sciatic nerve, which means that I'm like, this. own injections in my butt, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, and the Googling. Past four, and now so I'm Googling. I'm like, I could have hit my sciatic nerve, like which where I put the
it's,
thing.
It's insane to me that I have married you and that you're my best friend.
So he's like, you're fine. The copper stings a little bit longer, but I'm going to, you know, whatever with the dosage. So he has me on like a million different. So my testosterone was a 3, which is really low. My thyroid is not great. He doesn't like how my thyroid is. I don't know. He said all these like weird things. And I was just like, can you please translate this in English to me? So he's got me on thyroid medicine, testosterone. He's got me on peptides. Obviously he's got me on, vitamin D. I have this gene mutation called MTHR that I've known about since I did IVF. He's like, interesting that you're not on a supplement for that because that's something you should take for the rest of your life. But he's thinking I might have a nerve problem.
I knew he was going to dig deeper. That's why I wanted you to go to him.
He's a total dig deeper. But it's interesting because I texted him the other day too. I keep texting him. I'm like, okay, new update. Because I've had, I was like, weird things keep happening. So I'm like, the other day I had these chills on my brain that it was like, they were just on my head. It's like I had chills on the body, but it was only on my head. So I had that and he's like, all right, that sounds like a nerve thing, which then would make sense with the itching and X, Y, and Z. So he's got me on like these nerve supplements, but I might have to go see a neurologist to check on my nerves because I could have some weird immune neuropathy thing going on. So
I'm obsessed with Nate in a non-sexual way. His brain is my favorite. That is like Dr. House to me.
That is what I told Alan. I could not stop talking about him. And I looked at him and go, I hope you know, I love his brain.
Like I love Nate. I've sent a million people.
So his brain is smart. Him too, because I'm like, he's just so thorough and he knows so much. And he's just like, we will check every box. And so then the other day I also texted him and said, hey, Nate, new thing. Minus the brain chills. I just got out of the shower. It was a 5-minute shower. It wasn't even like super hot. And I have red like splotches of like all over me. He's like, you're definitely having a huge immune reaction. He's like, we're going to figure it out. Don't worry. You'll be okay. So like, he also like calms me too.
Yeah.
So he's great. I love him.
Nothing really ruffles his feathers.
He's great. So I got to go back to see him. I'm waiting on my, he also said too, he's like, listen, after pregnancy, he's like, there's something to with food or something that your body is like, I don't like this anymore. Maybe Roman took the last of it and now you're having a reaction to it. So he's like, we're going to figure it out. He's like, but you might now be allergic to something. So I did a food sensitivity test. So we're going to see what comes back there and we're just going to start Xing it off. I promise y'all, I will.
Is it better?
Tell
at
you.
Least?
No.
Okay.
It's not. Having said that, I found a good shampoo that's really helping to stop the itch. But I know that if I go like 2 or 3 days and I don't use the shampoo, it's like back to the itch.
Yeah, I do think it is some sort of like inflammatory.
But there's
reaction.
Something. I mean, I just get these random random things. And the head thing was really weird. My sight kind of goes foggy. It's very strange.
I will say this. I think we sometimes as a society kind of like toss postpartum moms into this. Like once you've hit a certain point, like you're just back on track kind of feeling.
Yeah.
And I think
regular doctors have made me feel crazy. They're like, your hormones are fine. You've had now 2 periods. You're good. And I'm like, then why is Nate saying that hormonally, like I'm off?
And I was low too, like a 4 on testosterone.
Yeah. And that's the thing. They never dig into, like you do typical blood work, but they never dig deeper unless there's like a reason to. And that's why I love Nate. There wasn't really a reason for me to, but I wanted to like dig deeper and see what, because they never go, which, you know, that's just, you know, I guess how medicine is, but.
He's incredible.
And a lot of, I will say to any postpartum moms, a lot of postpartum moms get immune diseases afterwards too. So he's like, those are boxes too that we're still.
Like I came back malnourished. He's like, we've got to get you. Like I did the food sensitivity. He's actually changed Preston's life too. So he's determined to fix.
Sponsored by Integrative Health. But seriously though, if you guys are in the Nashville area, what's his last name?
Nate Burns. Nathaniel.
At Integrative Health, right?
Invigorate
Health. He's in Franklin and he's fantastic. So definitely go see him. But yeah, so we'll see. But I did get a few DMs and I felt really bad. People were like, I don't have an itch, but I was itching the entire time listening to that podcast.
I know, it's crazy. Well, it is. You just wonder. Yeah. Did you guys ever watch House, Dr. House?
No.
I can't with the Preston can't. Yeah. He's a hypochondriac anyway, but it's like that feeling. Yeah. Like, I'm like, let's get to the bottom of it. I wanted to know.
I just need to know. I think that's what bothers me the most. Sure. What is it?
And it's a quality of life thing at some point too. That's annoying.
Yeah. But let's get another girl on who's so fun, and I love her. And her name is Kaylin, and she was on The Bachelor, and then she married Dean. She's got a new podcast out with Jared and Dean. It's called Suckers. Let's get Kaylin on. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women Prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Hey, girl. Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. You just got married.
Yay. The newlywed glow. It's my favorite.
I have to say, I see you guys on Instagram, I'm like, is he going to propose to her yet? Like, what is going on? I'm like, this is taking forever. I'm like, I'm getting as annoyed as watching Tanya Rad's thing. And then like, these girls need to get freaking engaged. Yes. I'm like, they're ready.
You get so into it.
I really do.
When are they going to do this?
Because I know they, you know, at least I knew like Tanya was like ready, you know? So I'm like, were you kind of like, it was like how many, 5 years?
Yeah, we're coming up on 5 years. So yeah, he really took his time. But yeah, I was ready. I was ready, like, because I'm from the South and I was like, I could be married tomorrow and be ready for kids. But now that we're married, I'm like, I'll wait on the kids.
Yeah. Wait, us 40-year-old moms will tell you about that. Yeah, I need you to wait, but smart. Not too long,
because I got to tell you, the recovery once you hit 40 is a little different.
How old are you?
28.
Oh.
Your baby.
Yeah.
Plenty of time. You got time. Being married.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, 30, well, that makes 30 sense. Sounds good, I guess. I don't know. I'm just scared.
Yeah, 32.
So the keep van. So when he said like he wanted to live in a van, that didn't scare you off? Or was that weirdly, you're also no. part of your idea? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I had a crush on him for, it's probably been like 8 years now. So I was just so in love with him upon meeting him. And I was like, yeah, I'll do like whatever weird stuff you want to do. But it didn't like scare me away. Yeah, I don't know why.
That's so cute. What was it about Dean? I mean, because, you know, obviously I met him. He's a handsome guy. He's so nice. He's so sweet. But what was it that were like, he's my guy?
It's kind of those exact things. I just saw like how he was with people and the way that he treats people. He can walk into a room and make everyone feel so comfortable. And like now I rely on him so heavily, which is terrible. Like if he's not with me, I'm very introverted. I'm very shy. And he's just like, I just love the way he puts people at ease and makes people feel so cared for. And I was like, I want that. That's what I want as a husband. That's who I want as the father of my kids.
Okay. Now the flip side of that, what is one thing where you're like, this is going to drive me crazy now as, you know, for years as your wife, or what is the one thing they're like, he doesn't communicate well, or like, what's the thing that's is a little bit of a tough point in it?
Funny enough, he brought this up yesterday on a podcast. It's pretty gross and pretty embarrassing. So he likes to pick his nose in public and it grosses me. I'm like, this, we learned this as kids. We don't do this. Like,
this are is you kid serious? Training for you.
I'm like, what? And he tells me, he's like, well, whatever. He's come up with a million reasons. He's like, I produce more boogers than the most people. I don't know, whatever. And I talked to my therapist about it. And I was like, I know this is dumb, but like, it's actually caused a fight between us. And she took his side and was like, you envy the part of him that is like carefree and still a kid. Mm. She's like, not that you want to pick your nose in public, but that, you know, you did pageants and you feel sort of like shame and this need to be perfect. And I was like, yeah, sure. But he brought it up to everyone last night because we're in Pebble Beach right now. And every single guy agreed with me. They're like, you just don't do that. Like, you don't pick your nose in public.
I will say this. So I'm not going to say which couple it is, but there was a couple that was talking to me and my fiance, and they were saying how they fart in front of each other. And I'm like, we don't fart in front of each other and we had the discussion at the end of the night, just Alan and I, and he goes, I just think there's a piece of the relationship that still needs to remain. He's like, I don't want to fart in front of you. He's like, he has by accident one time, like he walked away, like into the pantry. And I was like, I just heard that. He's like, I thought I was going to be silent, you know? And it was like this funny thing. And we laugh, but like, there's still like this, I don't know. It's like, yeah, you want to be friends and you want to be like, cool, but there's still like, you're my wife. You're my husband. Like, I don't know. Like there needs to be some, for us at least, like
same,
some sort of like, let's keep the you fought fart.
Yeah, totally.
We're 9 years
doesn't
in.
Doesn't bother and me.
And I'm like, it doesn't make accident. Me want to just like have sex with the person. Like, I still think there has to be some sort of like emotional and not emotional, but some kind of like sexiness there and intrigue. And I don't know, for us at least.
That's how I feel too with the farting, especially because Dean will just let it loose. And then after we got married, he was like, I think I want to stop farting in front of you. I was like, thank you.
Well, it's great. It's like, cause I still want to date him. You know what I mean? And I want him to date me, and I don't want just to think that like, you know, farting, I don't know. I wouldn't do that on a date with someone that I want to impress. Not that I need to impress my fiance, nor is he impress me, but it's still that like,
well, first of all, the word in itself makes me cringe. So I've just been in a state of like constant tension for the last 2 minutes. I don't like it. But I feel that way too. Like the courtship piece of it. Like I still want you to like want to be a certain way for me or something. Like,
But you guys just let it go.
I mean, not all the time, but yeah, but it doesn't bother me. If I said it bothered me, then it wouldn't like, it just doesn't bother me.
Well, I'm saying, it's not a bother. It's like, it doesn't bother me either.
Yeah.
It might bother me.
It was just, it's more of like I don't know. Like it's not hot. Sexy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's like, I want to date each other still. Yeah. Like in that sense.
It doesn't. Yeah.
But okay. So picking the nose is like, you guys got into a fight because you're like, I don't want you to pick your nose.
No, it was really a fight. And I was like, this is insane. Because, and maybe that's the whole bigger picture here. He's willing to compromise on a lot, but he wasn't willing to compromise here. And I was like, how is it just like a non-negotiable? It's like, I'm picking my nose whenever I have anything going on up there. I'm like,
and then you're like, how are we having this fight right now about picking your nose? Like, did you stop there in the middle of it and go, are we really having a fight about this?
Yes. I was like, are we okay? Like, this is what we're fighting about.
Well, yeah, I do think when it's ingrained in you too, like raised Southern is a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, there's like what is proper and what is not. And then pageants take that up another level. Mm-hmm. And then you've got sweet Dean just digging for gold in the corner. It feels like it just all doesn't align for your little world, you know? That's a lot.
That's something I've been struggling with too, is like you know, I've got friends and I look at their marriages and I don't look at, like, one of my good friends, Jess, I don't look at her husband and think that's a reflection of her. And that's something with like the pageant, my uptightness that I'm working on, where I feel like if he does something embarrassing, it's a reflection of me. And that's kind of what can cause arguments. And I'm like, okay, he can be, you know, we all have flaws. Mm-hmm. We all do whatever. It's not a reflection. I don't know.
That's hard. That's a huge one for me. Like, we will still 16 years in, I will get mad
at
something.
I thought you were going to say 69. Like,
no, 16 years in. And still, like,
anything really works.
Yeah. If he does something that, like, I'm embarrassed by or that I don't think or I know bothers someone, like, it will cause a fight. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, I know specifically things that bother you about my husband. And if I will be like, don't do it.
He doesn't do it around me anymore. What did he do?
See, she knows. I don't even.
Can we know?
He does like a thing where.
Yeah. And so, and it makes me so like anxious.
He makes his snot thing in his nose and it's like, swallow, like, you know what I mean?
Dude. But also, that gives me such anxiety, but it shouldn't. That's it so should funny. Not
it's
matter.
It's like he's his own person.
That
right.
annoys her.
Exactly.
But it drives me crazy. And he's like, thanks for controlling what I do around other people. And finally, I was like, you know what? You do you. I don't care. Like, I'm trying to be better at that, but it's hard.
It's
like,
so hard.
You think it reflects you.
Yes. That's his reaction too. He's like, why do you want to control me or change me? And I'm like, no, I don't know.
I would just like to groom you a little.
Yeah.
Tell me then. So this personality type is interesting because I don't know much about you before I got to be introduced to you on a bio. And you're precious and amazing and young and beautiful. But so doing reality TV is quite the opposite of the way you grew up and kind of like your path until The Bachelor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so weird.
How does that mix for you? I'm interested to know. You just watching some of these girls on this cast? Like, somebody needs to call their mother.
Oh yeah. And people probably definitely watched me and thought the same thing. I think with pageants and like the way that I was, I just felt this need to be perfect all the time. I had this obsession with, and I was not even close to being perfect, but I just had this obsession with it. And then I go on reality TV and just kind of let loose and got really drunk and was like a completely different version of myself. And 23, so just making mistakes on television wasn't great.
I loved you. I watched that season and I was just like, she's a doll. Like, I love her.
Yeah. And what you did is you just went out and you were a person. So I just wanted to say that out loud. Like, that's all you did. You just were a person. I know that's hard for your sweet, prim and proper brain, but you just went out and did what we all do. And so good for you. That's exciting.
That makes me feel better. Thank you. Being with Dean too, it really, like, I kind of let loose a little bit on the show. And then being with him, he was like, why are you so obsessed with this perfection thing? Like, it's dumb. Nobody's perfect. Nobody judges you. And so, like, slowly over the past 5 years, I've been able to just kind of like come into my own a little bit more.
Yeah. And he's helped you with that. So I think that's really, that's really sweet.
Where was Dean raised? What do we know about Dean?
Isn't he Colorado?
Yeah. So we just moved back to his hometown.
Back to Colorado. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He grew up like right outside of Aspen. So we just moved there 2 weeks ago back to his hometown.
Oh, not in a van.
Not in a van. Thank
you. Oh, good for you. Whoa. Yeah. That's exciting.
What is y'all's fighting communication styles? Like, what do you guys do when you guys are talking in a big fight about picking noses? Like, how do you guys fight your fighting
picking
styles?
Picking fights and noses.
Like, this is their fight, by the way.
Are you slamming doors? Are you like, is one a slammer? Is one like, I don't want to talk right now, but I want to talk. Like, what is y'all like fighting love style?
So I am very, like, I have to think about things before I can like fight them out. And he wants to just get to the bottom of it immediately. He's really good with words, really good at talking his way out of things. And I'm just very emotional. So I know I need a second, but if we are fighting in the moment, he's going to win because I just like can't wrap my head around things.
Well, he has his points already in order.
Yes. And I'm like, I just need to think. And typically, like, we're pretty good. We don't like yell or scream. If someone raises a voice, we're like, okay, it's getting a little, I don't know. It's like fights between us aren't crazy by any means. But then what really pisses me off is, after we have an argument, he goes.
I like it. Good for you, girl. It pisses you off. Say it again, Kaylin. That's my girl. Out you come. Grab a drink. There you go. Take the crown off, sister. What pisses you off? Keep going.
So Dean will, after we get into an argument, no matter like how big or small, he shuts down and ices me out for like, who knows how long it'll last. Like 2 to 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. And I'm like, freaking talk to me. Like, this is bullshit. that like I need to communicate with you.
Icing is like one of my, like I got iced before and when I was dating someone, and that I don't like that feeling because I'm, I got the abandonment stuff too. So I'm like, they're leaving, they're, you know, and then there's just, I don't like that. Like just talk to me, you know, that's where we always did. And I don't know if it's something that you can, that I learned from the therapist that you can use, but so you have to set a time when you're going to come back. Like I'm really frustrated right now. I need 24 hours or I need, but it can never be, they say never over 24 hours because past that resentment, that's when resentment really kicks in. So it has to be like, I need 5 hours or I need 10 and then we're going to come together. But like, you can't do the like past 24 hours because it's, there's something they say in the brain that like just should, this is bad for resentment. So
did you learn how to undo the resentment of 24 hours? Cause I think I have a couple banked.
No, but it'll come back around. It always did with my last. So
yeah, it does. You know?
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. Biggest misconception that people have of you? Because you're very honest about, you know, the pageant life and everything, but what is your, from everything that you've gone through and been in the public eye with Dean and yourself on the show, what is the biggest misconception about you?
I think that I view myself from the show as just being a bitch, and like, I do think because I'm shy, because I'm introverted, and because I internalize a lot of things and just need to be alone. Like I did that in pageants. I had to have my headphones in. I had to just be in my own head, which didn't end up working out for me. But I think because I am those things, people just think that I'm a bitch.
Right. Because you're not the like, hey, or
yeah. I'm really good like one-on-one or two-on-one, but I'm not good in big groups. Like I like to watch people and take in information, but and that definitely can come across in a bad way.
Well, you're doing great on one-on-three.
Oh, thanks.
I feel like you're doing a great job.
Is that hard for Dean? Because when you go to that place, does he feel like then he has to kind of defend you and maybe be more extroverted because, or be like, oh, she's, you know, like make, I don't know. I make excuses, but that would then piss me off to be like, I just am quiet. You know what I mean? I don't like big groups or, you know, like, why are you trying to defend? Does that ever go there?
Yeah, he's really good about it. And he knows, but we're both we both love alone time. That's how we recharge. So he has to like go even harder when I'm like that and when I'm unfamiliar with people. So then he comes home and he's so drained and can't talk. And I'm like ready and bubbly. And I'm like, what do you mean you have no energy? And it's because he has to put on even harder.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
That's an interesting dynamic considering how public everything is for both of you.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It is. And it's like COVID, I feel like, has changed both of us so much with we're even more introverted. We love alone time even more. And it's hard. I don't know. I feel like I'm such a different person from, you know, 2019, Kaylin, to now 2024.
Same. And I'm not 28.
The other day, Alan was gone for 5 days. And I was like, baby, I missed you so much. Five days is too long. And Catherine's like, that had been my dream.
And literally what you're saying is like me to a T. Alone, please. Yes. Want to talk to people in a room? Absolutely not.
Which then you get categorized as slightly more bitchier. Oh, yeah.
People think I'm a bitch too. I mean, yeah. I hear you. I mean, but it's like you just kind of shut down. And it kind of becomes like self-preservation, you know? And it's like, I mean, I hear you. I'm the same way. But I've just gotten to a point where I'm just like, people are going to think what they think. And if they're talking to me one-on-one, I'm going to have a conversation. It's not like I'm going to, but I just might not seek everyone out in a room. I might need to.
I definitely have that shutdown too, where it's like, I've had enough. I've had just too many people. And my best friends at least know it. They're like, oh, Kaylin's gone. And I'm like, I can't do it.
That's a really special thing to know about yourself, though, as young as you are, I think. Because I think it took me people pleasing well into mid-30s before I realized, like, I just don't do well with that and I need a minute. So good for you.
I was trying to make up for that. You know, and if it's like you feel like you have to kind of like make up for that, the people pleasing part of it, because I had that too. Even with friends, it's like I still think sometimes people, you know, I've just now gotten to a point where it's like, you know what? Like I can say, no, I just want to be home tonight.
Yeah.
I don't have to have a reason. I defaulted to that.
Right. It became a real problem.
But I think that's hard for a lot of people.
It is.
You know, and I think that's part of my figuring out. I'm almost 40 and you know what? It's like, this is what I need to like be okay. And that's part of my self-love and myself. And so I have to preserve that and I have to do that for myself.
How is the adjustment moving now? So you live in Colorado now?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big adjustment. Just in general, if you came from anywhere, Colorado is like its own thing.
Right.
Are you loving it on a scale from 1 to 10?
Oh yeah. Like 11. I love it so much.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Dean was in LA for about 10 years. I was in LA for 5 to 6 years. And then we were in maybe less than that. I don't know. LA, then Vegas. And we moved from Vegas to Colorado. And Vegas was like, because we weren't quite ready to get rid of LA just yet and let go of our friends and the life there. So Vegas was easy because it's like a 30-minute flight, 4-hour drive. And once we moved there, we're like, oh, we don't actually need LA. Like we can go further. So that's 2 weeks ago, moved out there.
Yeah, that's like opposite day, actually.
Yeah.
Vegas and Colorado. I mean, you really were like, you know what? Actually, just flip it and reverse it.
Yeah. I actually don't like warmth, but no, it's been really good.
So before we talk about the podcast, I want to go back to the very beginning of when you were on Colton's season. And I remember, so I did a movie with Cassie. She had like a little day player role in the last movie that I was in. And I was just like, I got to ask you, because if I'm on that show, and again, I love Colton. I think he's great. And I'm so happy that he's living the life that like, you know, that he wants to be living and who he is and being, you know, true to himself. But before that, did you feel a little duped when he did come out? Like, hey, I went there with my open heart and to try and find love. And like, you kind of, did you feel duped, I guess?
I don't think I did. Like a lot of people were asking me that and trying to be like, you know, there were 30 women on the show who, you know, I don't know. And I just like honestly forget that I was on the show so much that it never really registers. And he was with Cassie. Cassie and I had such a close friendship. So I was more concerned of like her well-being.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense. All right. Podcast. So you are doing a podcast with Ashley Eyes, hubby Jared, and then you and Dean. So that's got to be fun, right?
Yeah, it's fun. It definitely presents its own challenges, but it's fun.
Challenges, it's like, which ones? Go for well, it. What are you pissed off what are the about? Challenges?
What is bullshit? Say it, Kaylin. Yes.
So the guys just like to ramble about sports, and it's just so, I'm just over it. Like ramble for like 30 minutes. And then if Dean and I get into an argument, like a little tiff, you know, something, we woke up, we're cranky, said the wrong thing, and then we have to like put on this front. Which happens in public too. Like if there's someone who watched The Bachelor and they're like, oh, I love you guys. And we just happen to be in this weird space. We just have to kind of perform. So I don't love that, but that it's rare that it happens, but it definitely does come up.
There was nothing worse than doing my podcast with my ex-husband because we fought all the damn time.
And you had to pretend like
and
you
were. And not only was it uncomfortable for, yeah, it was a good fight.
It was a good fight.
But not
still
only
available
was it
on Amazon.
Someone posted their day about it. I'm like, let me spoil it for you. let me spoil the ending of that book.
This was not a limited series.
But it was like, it was so hard for us to show up, and it was awful for the producers because it was just like that, like it to work with your person when you're fighting is a really tough place to be in. So I definitely empathize with that.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, only once it was really bad because I don't even remember what we were fighting about, but
he picked his butt.
Some like I don't know what it was. I didn't show appreciation or whatever.
But you need to come here. What are you doing on that?
But mind you, I love it, guys. I will say this one thing just really fast. But guys really want to be appreciated for the things, and I'm like, he's like, I emptied the dishwasher. I'm like, oh, did ya? I was like, well, I did the laundry, this X, Y, and Z. I was like, guys, I was like, Jolie and Jace, Alan did the dishes.
It like, is amazing.
Everybody say thank you.
It's incredible how much validation is needed. We're doing laps. Like literally, I'm like, well, you did that. I produced and gave birth to a whole human and you're still on silverware.
Yeah.
But I make sure every time I was like, thanks, baby, for doing the dishes.
But anyway, it's a little bit
but
of a soul.
But that's the thing right there. Guys really, that's like what they need. They need to like really be like, thank you so much. And like the appreciation.
Yes.
But go ahead. So you didn't say thank you for something.
Yeah, appreciation or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And it was a fight and he like got in late and we were arguing. I was like, okay, sorry, I didn't say thank you. Then the next morning we wake up, he's still upset. And we do the podcast and we actually, this is only one time it happened, but we had to close the podcast. Like I felt so bad for our producers. Like just, I started crying.
It's
like
not their first
off.
Time, trust.
They've been with me. I've been with iHeart for 6 years.
Don't worry, I promise
trust.
You they have beat you.
They're like, oh, this is only like at a level one. It's totally fine.
Trust.
I was mortified and nobody brought it up. Like Jared never said a word, producers. I was like, sorry.
It's life though. That's the thing. Like it's to be on a platform, a public platform to, you know, it's just life. A lot of people, I was watching the Kardashians, but Khloe was just like, people make mistakes all the time. Y'alls are just on or the fights. Like people have fights all the time. It's just y'alls are on a platform and then in public and you have to do things like this. It's hard, you know, but I think that's why therapy is great to be able to go and have that space and get it all out.
And I think your honesty, I mean, that's what everyone is tuning in. Mm-hmm. Like they already love you, you know? So just who you are is what they love and what they want to listen to.
But now I'm really excited to listen to Suckers though, because now I want to see the dynamic between.
I don't respectfully want to listen to another dude talk about sports for 30 minutes because I have my own at home, but if you can edit him down, I'm all in for your sweet nose picking.
What
is it sponsored by Kleenex? Because you should work on that.
It should be.
I mean, you guys really need to dig deep. Yes. No pun intended. I didn't mean it.
Kristen.
You really do though. I mean, there's a real opportunity being missed there and it could help you too.
Oh yeah.
This if you had great. A tissue, would you feel different?
Oh, no. I've tried. I was like, do you know that tissues exist?
<I've tried. laughs>
Here's a hanky. I mean, I gave him my Southern best.
I need her to come to Nashville.
I know. Next time you come to Nashville, let's just hang out, please.
That would be great.
What else can listeners listen to on Suckers?
So we just, you know, rebranded and we're all talking about things that we're passionate about. The three of us come together, but I'm talking about pop culture, books, things that I'm loving currently. Dean is obviously really great at everything travel related. So he's just recapping his trips and how to travel in an affordable way. And Jared is talking about being a dad. So it's fun that we all have our little mini podcast within it.
I love that so much.
It's been great.
So cool. You're a sweetheart. Glad we got to chat. And yeah, whenever you're in Nashville, just give a little DM. We're here.
We'll okay, if you guys ever come to Aspen, let me know.
Ooh, we need to go to Aspen.
When it's warm?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
We'll be there on the non-touristy times. Yeah. That's fine.
All right. You're the best girl. Thank you so much. Appreciate
you. Thank you, guys.
Bye, sister.
She's a doll.
Like,
precious. I love her.
I love her.
She's so sweet.
I wasn't being grateful or whatever.
That was such a me comment. I've never resonated
more with something. And I was like, oh, okay.
I said, sorry, whatever. Oh, it's too good. Then I would be annoyed if nose picking.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't like that.
I'm trying to think. I had an ex with a weird thing, and I think it's good that I don't remember it anymore, but I remember that there was something always that I was like, if he does that one more time.
What are you thinking about, Jana? You're thinking about something?
I'm thinking about a group text right now that's between me, Julie, and Pam, because we I can't say it on here. It's rude.
Okay. So like you're thinking about something.
Let me frame it. About a Sagittarius and two Leos are on a group text. Savage.
Yeah. I'm trying to see how I can like go around it maybe and like, but I think some group messages are just left to not be.
Please.
Again, two Leos and a Sag.
Yeah. Whoa. Walk into a bar.
Anyways. Oh, all right, y'all. See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.